Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show on the new 540 FM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. You know, I got to tell you, it is, for those of you in Milwaukee, tomorrow I'm going to have the acting mayor, Cavalier Johnson, is going to join us at 5:30. So stay tuned for that.
We got a stack this weekend. This is great. This is just solid guests this week, you know.
Oh, well there's probably about 6 to 7 solid candidates who are running for mayor in this city, and we're going to have them on. And I'm really excited about the fact that, you know, we're just beginning the new station and the new outlet, and that they are responding to that in such a short period of time. But I want to talk now. The phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Man, it's hard to believe, but it's the 1 year anniversary tomorrow.
It is hard to believe, because I remember it with a shocking clarity what I was doing. You know, when that news broke, I was delivering, I was doing a catering order in Stoughton, and I was on my way out of town. And I got an alert, like a legit, you know, alert pushed to my phone. And from there, I was glued. I mean, over the next 8 hours, man, oof.
It is an insult that a year later, what took place, what transpired for the whole world to see, and they're still scrambling. And, well, we got to figure out if Donald Trump knew anything, if this person, we all know what happened, right? I mean, Sean Hannity and other people said this, and so-and-so said that, and they knew that this was coming. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they wore red, white, and blue, and, you know, and stars and stripes, I think is the reason that they haven't received their just desserts.
And they're yelling it from the mountaintops. I mean, it's funny that you bring this up, Earl. I happen to have some sound ready to go whenever you'd like to hear it.
Hit it.
Just the little bit of background. This is Peter Navarro on television yesterday. He was the assistant to President Donald Trump, former president, and he lays it out. So this is in regards to the Green Bay sweep. He just breaks it down. Yeah, it's something else. Let's give it a listen here.
All right.
What was the plan itself and who was in on it?
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you that the plan was simply this. We had over 100 congressmen and senators on Capitol Hill ready to implement the sweep. The sweep was simply that we were going to challenge the results of the election in the 6 battleground states. They were Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Nevada. And basically, these were the places where we believed that if the votes were sent back to those battleground states and looked at again, that there would be enough concern amongst the legislatures that most or all of those states would decertify the election. That would throw the election to the House of Representatives. And I would say to you here, Ari, that all of this, again, it was in the lanes legally. It was prescribed by the Constitution. There is a provision to go rather than through the Electoral College to the House of Representatives.
Do you realize you are describing a coup?
I mean, come on. That was Ari Melber on MSNBC last night with Peter Navarro. And, I mean, that's what we're dealing with, guys. The Green Bay sweep. It even has a catchy name.
You know, man, it is still unconscionable. And I don't know how any person who talks about the Constitution and all of those things and talks about how great the country is and witness what took place a year ago.
And a multi-pronged approach, you know, the Green Bay sweep, and then you had a violent attack. You know, these two things in concert were designed to do something very specific.
Well, and then to turn around and have witnessed those things and to find out that with all of the abilities that this nation has with the CIA, the FBI, and all those other entities, that they haven't been able to do even more to get to the root of it. I think they have. I think that they know. There's no question by now that they know that Donald Trump, the president of the United States, former president of the United States, was in this up to his neck. Many other congressmen, Republican congressmen, senators, were in it up to their necks. The question becomes whether or not this nation is going to do what it's always done in these kinds of instances, put a lid on it until people are dead, and say, well, we can't afford to give that information out. Well, I just got through talking about this with the assassination of John F. Kennedy and the information that was leaked out, you know, only 15,000 pages, another 50,000 pages, 50 years later, they still haven't released. So phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you believe that Donald Trump is going to pay the price, and those congressmen and senators who were also involved in this, Republican congressmen and senators,
over 100 of them, and we're naming names tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day.
Do you think that there's going to be a price to pay? I'm telling you, and I'm predicting it right now, it's not going to happen. And the excuse is going to be that this would cause too much upheaval in the government. And so they're going to sit on it.
I'm afraid it's not even going to go that far. You know, I watched Merrick Garland's address today. Like, it was a bit, it was a little dry, coming in at 30 minutes. And a lot of see something, say something vibes. You know, he was trying to sort of rattle, not rattle, the opposite, rally the troops. And yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, that what we saw with Merrick Garland today was this staunch, just he's so committed to not appearing partisan, right? To not, I mean, it ended with him barely addressing the elephant in the room. So I think that's a safe bet, Earl.
So it's why I have such a heartburn when it comes to our government, and why I'm not one who sees it like so many others. You know, well, we live in the greatest nation on earth, and man, I'm so glad I'm an American and all these kinds of things.
I mean, but in my mind, that stuff is true. We do live in a great nation, and I am proud to be an American, but our government is, that's a different story. They are not the government. We are the government.
Well, so we, the people, want the truth to come out, but it's not going to come out. So we can say we're the government. But man, let's say we all want the truth to come out. We want this information to be put out there for all of us to see.
Yep.
We, the people who are the government. I'm telling you right now that the government, the real government or the shadow government, is not going to allow this information to be forthcoming. And it is shameful. And we can talk about other nations being puppet governments and all those kinds of things, but our own government is one of the worst when it comes to being forthright with the citizens of this country. And it's because the citizens don't demand it. We do not demand to find out the truth. And I think in many instances, we don't want to know the truth. You know, what is that old, you know, do you want the truth? You can't handle the truth. No, the American people, for the most part, can't handle the truth. And when you look at the fact that, think about this. If the people who were doing what took place on January 6th were Democrats, I'm just saying, even if it was Democrats, certainly by now, there would have been some information, more information divulged than what is taking place now. But it's because Republicans have such a stranglehold over this government that I don't even begin to see, Evan, when that is going to end.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of it
they've jerry-rigged everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court is controlled to the degree that, and now the voting systems are jerry-rigged.
Well, for my money, it could have been a lot worse. These maps all over the country could have been a lot worse. Even Wisconsin, it's not great, but we didn't move backwards a giant monumental
well
step.
let me say this, people of color in the city of Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha,
yeah,
believe we have moved backwards because we are such a minority in the state and, you know, live in, you know, two or three places over the entire state.
Yeah.
That we, you know, we're going to lose seats. And that's because it's just not balanced. It's not fair. And it, you know, it may be fair to others, but it's not fair to people of color. And nobody can argue and say that it is. So when you look at, you know, the fact that we vote like everybody else, mm-hmm, and the fact that generally it's our votes, because we're such a minority, that really can determine whether it's going to be Democrat or Republican who winds up.
A voting block. Yes, yes. A section that tends to vote similarly. Yes.
That it is frustrating. But I'll tell you, man, I am not expecting a whole lot. The real issues and hypocrisy in what took place on January 6th is these are the same people who say they love law enforcement. These are the same people who scream and yell and shout for law enforcement in Milwaukee. We need more law enforcement in Milwaukee. Yay!
Blue lives matter.
Yeah, we need them. Yeah, we need them to crack down on what's taking place.
Yeah.
And the riots and all those things. Well, they were deaf when they were watching what was taking place on television. They saw those men and women of law enforcement take the kinds of beatings. And we found out later on, Evan, just how extensive the beatings were.
Oh, it was war.
Almost to death.
Yes.
I mean, they were trying and threatening to kill law enforcement.
The cops said it themselves. It was war. It was hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah. And yet, people on the right who claim to be pro-law enforcement haven't opened their mouths. Weasels is what they are. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines open at 844-967-2789. What do you say? Do you think there's going to be anything that comes of the investigations? You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.